This is a commentary on Government Information Services website, merrionstreet.ie. Now, as I went to record this, I had all my tabs open, so my research was in front of me, but now it's all closed, so I'll do it from memory. I might be naive, but I'm going to complain that Government Information Services, merrionstreet.ie, press and news information, which is what they primarily manage, is one-sided. It's all errors on the side of the positive. A bit like what people would think of the communist Russia Radio Moscow and TASS news agency just spinning one direction of information of propaganda and never covering stories that are a little bit negative or aggressive in nature between groups or countries or foreign relations and such like. And the point I will make and the example I will show is that when the tsunami hit Japan and the reactor, TEPCO's reactors at Fukushima went into meltdown, the Europeans decided to have stress tests on the nuclear reactors of Europe. And Sellafield in Cumbria, which is one that is quite close to Ireland, was not included on the list. And between discussions of, I think it was Hogan, and of the Irish government and Chris Hune of the British government, it was decided at a weekend meeting, I think it was on a Sunday, that Sellafield would be included in the stress tests of European reactor sites. And this was press released on merrionstreet.ie. Now, yesterday it was reported in the Irish media, the Irish Times, Arthur Beasley had an article saying that it turns out that they're not going to be stress testing Sellafield. They've taken it off the list. And I expect to see this, maybe half expect to see this on merrionstreet.ie. No, I do. I expect to see it because I think that the government should be outraged and shocked and you know, show their displeasure in being deceived in this way and call for this direction to be turned around and for what was promised to be delivered in terms of stress testing Sellafield. Of course, you don't see a word of it on merrionstreet.ie. So maybe it's me being naive that a government information service would be balanced and would cover all sides of the stories that they do cover when they are on the negative and on the positive side, but you just don't get that. So it makes you distrust such sources. If those sources want to be trusted, I think they should cover it both ways, and they don't. So they end up just being government mouthpieces, which is what they are. So read with care and do filter your media as best you are educated to do by your government. Bye.